Hey, what's going up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Infinity Box Rewatch. I am your Infinity Boy Anthony, and looks like your Boxman Brian Bannerman. Hi. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the X-Men 97 Episode 6 podcast. Yes, we were able to recover and come back and watch another episode of X-Men, and it was not as crazy as last week. It was a we knew it was gonna be you know dealing with Storm and whatnot, but we did get a little surprise. We got a little Professor X action, but before that, I just have some bad news, brother. There's no news to talk about here. Very boring week in the news, unless you want to talk about the animated Transformers trailer starring Chris Hemsworth and Paperboy.
I don't at all. All
right, so check that out, and we will be back next week to talk about hopefully more news in the news.
Bad news is no news.
That's true. Anyway, let's talk about it. Let's do it. X-Men 97. This is the first podcast in God knows how long, where we just jump right into the episode. It was a half-seas episode again. Life, This, Life, Death, part two. One half, we got Professor X in the stars. And another half, we got the end of the Life, Death with Forge and Storm.
I think they fucked up.
What do you want to talk about?
Alright, I'm going to give a high level recap of what went on here.
Okay.
And then why I think they fucked up.
Okay.
So, yeah, like you said, part of it is Professor X. We got the Kree and the Shi'ar are fighting. That's how the episode opens. And I was like, I don't know who any of you are, but okay, let's see what goes on here.
You know Ronan. The Accuser.
Well, then Ronan showed up, and then Vulcan, who is Cyclops' brother, showed up. You got Deathbird, who is part of the Shi'ar. She's there, and Lilandra shows up, and she is marrying Professor X, who appears walking in this special suit, makes an entrance. They say it's been a year since we thought he died from that coma at the end of the animated series. And so he did not. She got him out of there. He's here. She wants him to rule alongside her. But they, you know, her and Deathbird kind of disagree about whether or not he's trustworthy. So Deathbird's like, all right, listen, how about you wipe all of your old memory, and then I'm on board. And he's like, all right, cool, but not the X-Men.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, that's not the deal. So they fight. We get nice little Professor X teaching to them on an astral plane. And he then gets images with his psychic powers of what happened in Russia, yeah. Dead Gambit, mutants, and he's like, I gotta go back to the X-Men. So, that's one whole side. Other whole side, Storm and Forge are bonding. The adversary, like big bird creature, still there, and you know, they both help each other throughout, and Forge winds up telling her that there's this cactus that can save him, because he's really hurting. Yeah. So, brings her there. She's just kind of like super stretched out. She's stressed out. She's got like claustrophobia. She's in this little tunnel thing, and you know, because of all the stress that she's under, her powers get harnessed again. Kind of like when the mutants first discover their powers, she becomes Storm again. She's got that awesome costume, the black costume that she's in, and gets a nice little flying through the skies, and gets the antidote, and saves Forge, and then she sees on the news what happened in Genosha, and she's like, all right, we gotta do something here. We can't just lay down and live our lives together. So, after that high-level summary, they fucked up. And they fucked up because these were each way too big of a stories to be given 10 to 15 minutes. Like, you gotta let Storm getting her powers back be a bigger moment than that. Like, her losing them is so big. She's one of the most iconic X-Men.
Kind of just happened.
And it was great. Yeah, it was. They just threw it in. It was very, by the way, Storm's back.
I feel like they could have done the whole first part and the second part and kind of just made it this episode and taken, got rid of the Jubilee stuff and made that a whole 30-minute episode about Professor X and where he is in the space or wherever the fuck. I keep forgetting exactly where he is. But, yeah, I feel like those are two big things. They could have been 30-minute episodes themselves, you know. But the writing around this, the subplots, the main plot of the show, fantastic writing. The subplots where they're like, oh, let's move this here, move that there, get this here. It's been a little subpar.
Yeah, they should not. Like, what's Professor X been up to this entire year? I mean, he clearly remembers all of them. Didn't even really go into too much why he didn't chat with them. Well, I mean, I'm sure they'll ask him.
He remembers them, but, you know, he almost didn't.
He almost didn't, yeah. But, like, really nothing about what he's been up to this whole year, just that he's going to marry Lilandra.
Yeah, he's just like, having a good time kissing. Everyone kisses.
Yeah.
The show is horny. I like it.
It is a horny show. I don't know. It all felt a little just squished into this episode. Yeah. And, like, I thought maybe this is just me. Maybe I'm not great at watching animated stuff or I multitask too much. But there was a lot of shit and a lot of characters in the first 5 minutes, and I was like, who are all of you people? Like, you're Ronan. Remind me, who the fuck is Deathbird? I was like, Vulcan, I know who that is. People think Vulcan is going to be this big thing. Him and Cyclops being brothers are going to have a huge fight. That's like a whole comic storyline. Yeah. Vulcan hates the X-Men.
Like, I know, I assume that these people have to be in, like, something, because they take Professor X away in the last episode, but I have not reached these people yet. So, yeah, I have no idea who these guys are or what the deal is.
Yeah, it's like Vulcan is Cyclops' brother. There was a big series called Deadly Genesis, and he's a lot stronger than Cyclops.
Ooh.
Like, he's considered Omega level.
Why can't Scott?
Why can't what?
Scott just can't live, Kenny.
No, he cannot. Like, Havoc is a lot cooler. Vulcan is a lot stronger, and then there's Scott. So yeah, that'll be a thing. Like, we know Ronan, Deathbird. She's just whatever leader of the Shi'ar, or one of the. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's very much like, listen, if you're watching this, we assume you watch the animated series, so we're not going to explain it to you.
Yeah, there is,
which I guess fair.
There's an episode in season two where they, Rogue, kind of gets an origin story. And in it is the whole episode is Carol Danvers, because she gets her strength and flying ability from when she accidentally touches Carol Danvers and puts her in a coma and steals all her powers. So
that's cool.
Yeah. That reminded me, because, you know, them dealing with the Kree and stuff like this. I was like, oh, yeah, Carol Danvers is in season two.
And, like, they did a crossover with Spider-Man at one point. So, like, they touch other stuff.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't know. Getting back to this episode, I was just like, you're packing a lot of shit in with Professor X. There's, like, 45 characters here. And he's in space. And, oh, he's alive. And he's engaged.
I saw a guy who breaks stuff down on TikTok who was like, you thought Gladiator was cool? Gladiator is basically Superman. And I was like, oh, okay. He did have interesting, he did have a lot of powerful powers.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got the horse people there. I forget their real name.
Yes. The horse people.
It was just a lot. This episode felt like a lot of stuff crammed into 25 minutes.
Another thing that I liked was, you know, they just like kept talking shit about Professor X. Like, you're a Terran, you're a Terran. You're just a little bitch boy with your little bitch planet. And then he just fucking owns them with putting them all, putting them all in the astral plane. And I was just like, come on.
I'm shit talking when he's right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have much else to say about it. Like, I thought it was, like, too many good episodes that were just rushed.
Yeah, I think they could have done, you know, whole 30-minute episodes just to complete it and to not make it feel like it was just, like, bang, bang, boom, 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 you know? Because, you know, they had to get there. They had to get to where, you know, X-Men recover with Professor X and Storm coming back to the team. After they lost Magneto and Gambit. And this apparently, you know... Oh, yeah. At the end of the episode, they kind of reveal that it was... Again, it was Sinister that was behind the big attack.
Sinister calls Genosha. So he's like the real big bad.
Yeah. He's all over the place. He's like... He's like the main running. But it's also always funny because anytime he gets in, like, in the first... two and a half seasons that I've watched of original. Anytime he gets in a room with Scott and Cyclops, he just owns him, which I think is always so funny because they always bill him and they always make him out to be like this big bad. And then like Scott's just like, fuck you. And he's just fucking, he always just fucking puts us and he owns him. So we'll see if that's the end game here again. It's not going to be as satisfying as it was back in the 90s.
Hopefully it's a little better.
Yeah. It would be funny, though, if it is what happened.
It would be funny. Yeah. That's just, boom, done.
Yeah. I hate you.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. I mean, he is a piece of shit for what he did in Genosha.
I know. But next week, I think we finally have our episodes. What do we have left? 7, 8, 9, 10. 8, 9, 10 are all... is like a three-part finale. So next week is our last like regular episode, I think. So
I think we'll see. I don't know, is next week Professor X's return?
Maybe it's just Storm and then Professor X comes in at the end. Who knows what they're gonna be doing. They gotta set something up and then they'll do the three-part finale, which should be sick.
I assume his nice little suit won't work anymore, so he'll wheel out in there.
He's got to wheel his ass back in, yeah.
Yeah. Wheels Jones,
baby. But, yeah, I think that's going to do it for us. Very straight to the point episode here. Not much going on.
Yeah.
But we'll see. This is the big last four episodes, the big last three-part finale, so... Hopefully things pick up now that everything is seemingly going into place here on the show. So we'll see you back next week. Nothing else going on. I don't think there's anything in the news.
No.
So, okay. Yeah, it just feels weird.
Really wild.
Episode, but yeah, what do you do?
Nothing. We can do nothing.
Could do nothing about it. Make sure you check us out on Twitter, on X, at InfinityBoxRW. That's where we'll tweet out the show. That's where we'll do all the fun activities. I don't know. We'll hang out over there. Check us out on all the podcast apps. Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, iHeartTheRadio, I Love the Radio. Anywhere podcasts are found, you'll find us. Check out my wrestling podcast at TIR Wrestling on Twitter. Same podcast apps plus Spotify for that. AEW, TNA this week. Big discussions. So check that out. And as always, Banana Man Brian, unless you have anything else to say, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Later.
Peace.